Good afternoon, I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 42nd edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During this show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. Today, my guest is Raisa Pelletier, who came to Portland, Maine in 2009 from Plasiesk, Russia. Raisa grew up in Soviet Russia, in a town along the road and railway beyond where rivers reach. A town where the windows sometimes shook as unmanned rockets were launched from the neighboring town. Raisa, welcome to New Mainers Speak.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Raisa, and I'm so happy to be here, and it's another adventure for me.
Yes, and you are an adventurer, so this is perfect. I wondered if we could start back in Russia with this interview, and if you might be able to describe some of your childhood experiences, your childhood home for us, and tell us the way it smelled, the way it felt to be a kid in Russia.
I grew up in the north of Russia in small town Plesetsk. This town close to city of Archangel, what near the White Sea. There is a lot of forest around my hometown, and many lakes and rivers, but no mountains, just flat land. The climate like Alaska, and in the summer we had white nights. I miss the white nights here, just dark nights. my parents all their lives worked hard, and my dad was a truck driver, and my mother worked in the boiler room at the factory. I remember time when all my family picked up mushrooms and berries in the forest. It is so traditional in Russia, and I missed it. My both grandmothers lost their husbands in the World War II, and my father's mother built her own house from logs in the 1960s with a big white Russian wood stove in the center of this house.
What does a white Russian wood stove look like?
It's a big stove because it's a... it's so traditional. You can see pictures on internet.
Is it brick?
Yeah, it's a brick.
And it's in the center of the home?
In the center of the home. Yeah, it's... this house became a family home. And I was happy in that home in my childhood. I remember... how my grandmother worked with her crafts in that house. I had never seen my grandmother without work. Every minute she
had handwork?
Yeah.
Like knitting?
Knitting, and she made rugs. My childhood was I think it's like... spirit of crafts. Crafts was around me. But my grandmother asked me, I will teach you when I alive. Just rush to do something. But it was boring for me sometimes. But after 20, when I was 20, I started to learn more how to sew, how to knit, and more and more and more. I was so obsessed with this.
You were obsessed with knitting and sewing and creating?
Yeah, because at that time in Russia, I could buy magazines with instructions and more and more and more, and I was excited. It was new world for me, and crafts was in my blood. It was just start to make something, create something.
Kind of a native language of creating things.
Yeah,
came naturally to you.
Yeah, it's my world. It's my my destiny. My feeling. My passion. It's my passion, really my passion. Yeah.
You put that to good use later, which we'll definitely get to. I wonder if you could compare for listeners what it was like growing up in Soviet Russia to if you grew up in Plaseisk now. What would life be like there now in Russia versus in the Soviet Union?
I was born in Soviet Union, and I remember a lot of about those years. In the Soviet Union, we had to be all the same a little bit. I felt myself an extrovert, and I was a leader in many clubs, but I felt at the same time a little bit uncomfortable because it was a time of strict rules made by Communist Party.
Very strict rules.
Strict rules. We must be in line. And we could not freely express ourselves. Now, in my hometown, there are many small businesses, many new buildings. But unfortunately, the same bad road conditions. I was sad about this. I was sad because here, if we see just bump on the road, it's bump on the road. In my hometown, road on the bumps.
The road's all bumps?
On bumps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was sad about this. And, of course, Russia is different now, and I love Russian mentality. Russian people so friendly. Russians like fun, dancing, sing song. And if you travel to Russia and stay in a Russian family, Russian can stay with you all night and feed you and speak with you and dance and entertain. It's Russian culture. Russian people very friendly.
Warm people,
yeah. And
you had said when we had spoken earlier that you know the stereotype how Russian people like to have fun and go dancing and celebrate and eat. And I thought, I guess I don't know that stereotype. But I like hearing that. There's a warmth among the people.
Yeah.
And the hospitality.
Yeah. Russian people very it's open soul. It's a part of Russian character.
Expressiveness.
Yes. And truth when they express themselves. Honestly, for me, it was artificial when Americans said, "How are you?" And very well, very well. But if you ask Russian in Russia, Russian can say, "Oh, today I feel bad," or something.
You might get a real answer.
Could be true. Yeah, it's different.
Yes, a rich understanding of one's feelings is what I think of with Russian culture and literature. A deep expression of all feelings, right?
Yeah, classic writers, more drama maybe in Russian character, deep feeling and Because Russian history more tragic.
Tragic?
Tragic, mm-hmm. Yeah. And Russia had a lot of bad time, really.
Yes, right.
Really. And it's all history full of tragic events.
Yes.
Yeah.
You said something before we came in today, which I hope you'll share. You went to the grocery store last night, and you saw someone, and you knew they were Russian before you heard them speaking Russian. How did you know that?
Of course, I see Russian people here, especially who is new here. Because Russians like more theatrical style in outfits. Russian women like go in airport in high heels and evening dress. If you see this picture, it's Russian. it's interesting too. It's not just something fun, but maybe many years in Soviet Union, Russian women had a deficit in clothes, and we entertain ourselves by theatrical style with some sparkling things. And I like to work with outfits. I chose in my way like a dressmaker to create something sparkling, fun for special occasions. I love it. I love to entertain people. I love people around me. And if I see people smile, love, enjoy, I'm happy.
Yes.
It's my spirit too. And
I think you make a really important point. You know, after going with years of deficit and lack of freedom to express yourself in your clothing, when given the opportunity, you really shine. And even like the woman you saw in the grocery store wearing high heels and a fancy outfit.
Yeah, yesterday I saw a woman in high heels and a leather coat with fur collar. And I was thinking, she's Russian. And when I was closer to her, and I heard Russian language.
You knew it was that just happening just that way. So you were living a very fulfilling life in Russia as a judge, and then your destiny changed, as you said. Can you tell us about how it was you ended up leaving Russia and coming to Maine?
Yeah, I had not just one career in my life. And 15 years I was a lawyer. I started my law career when I was 19. I was a clerk in the court, I was a police detective then, and I was a judge. And when I was a judge, I joined a program in Archangel and Portland, our sister city. And
so Archangel, Russia, and Portland, Maine are sister
mm-hmm.
cities.
Yeah.
That's not something I think everybody knows. Yeah, that's an interesting point.
Yeah, it's a non-profit organization for exchange program. Some delegates go to Russia from United States, and Russians go to America. And it's an interesting program for lawyers, for teachers, for students. And I think it's a very benefit. And I was a Russian delegate as a judge, and it was program about domestic violence. And in 2004, I traveled as a delegate to the United States. And I visited the courts and crisis centers. And I found a lot of new friends and connections, and after that my destiny was changed. I met my husband Ray, and And I'm here. Of course, I knew I could not to be a lawyer here because it's a different law system and language. Of course, language. And but all my life, I love to create something. I have sewing skills, and I decided to be something different. And
just reinvented yourself.
Yeah, and my hobby became a job. I am so happy. I am so happy. I started immediately when I came to United States, just maybe a few months, and we registered our home business. And 5 years I worked at home as a home business dressmaker, alterations. Yeah, it's and 4 months ago, finally I found place for rent, and I opened my store, and bigger space. I enjoy my store and 899 Brighton F in Portland, and more light, more space, my big table, and I'm happy on this way.
Yes, and your eyes sparkle when you say it, so I know it's true. Not just saying I'm fine. You're listening to WMPG, Southern Maine Community Radio, broadcasting from USM. I'm Kate Manahan, and this is New Mainers Speak. If you're just joining us, welcome. My guest today is Raisa Pelletier. Originally from Plasiesk, Russia, she is talking about her life and how it has been shaped by her creative style. So on to careers. You have had several lifetimes worth of careers already, which is something I find very interesting about you, that you've been able to reinvent yourself over and over. And you've mentioned some of those. Is there a common thread that runs through all the jobs that you've done? Or do the jobs enable you to emphasize different parts of yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My first dream was to be a journalist. I was a volunteer for a local newspaper in my hometown when I was a student of high school. I enjoyed it, and I tried to be a student in St. Petersburg University, but unfortunately I had not enough score for this. And I worked as a just correspondent in a local newspaper for 1 year. It was interesting experience for me, really, because I met a lot of people, and really I was shy that time. And it was start for understanding my personality. And then I thought what I would like to do in my life. I liked literature and writing, and I thought maybe I will study literature. And then I thought maybe I will change direction. And 2 months I studied how to make maps.
Cartography.
Mm-hmm. But it was boring for me.
No people involved.
And then I studied accounting. Oh, it's so boring for me, because it's not me. It was try. Then one lady advised me, maybe you should go to law school and take exams, and maybe you will be student. I had never thought about to be a student in law school, but I tried, and oh, I'm a student of law school. Fun. And 6 years I studied law. I enjoyed it. And After a third course, a third year in law school, I started to work as a police detective. I enjoyed those years. I was just 22 when I became a police detective. It was good ages, and I have a lot of friends in, from this work. And then for years I was a judge, a judge for like cases for domestic violence, divorces, and yeah. So my any job helped me to understand something in this life. And but what I like in my life, I love theater, I love circus, and in any my job, I found theater.
When theater?
Theater, yes. Yeah. Sorry, my pronunciation.
It's just fine.
And for example, when I was a police detective, I organized a theater group in police.
Yeah. Really? A little bit like Capital Steps. Do you know about that? It's a theater group in our
yeah,
government. So yeah. You had a theater group in your police department?
Yeah.
Nice.
And it was fun. And when I finished my career as a judge, I studied how to organize set and performance art in College of Art in Archangel. And I studied, I have diploma about image making, image consulting. It's so interesting. And I use this, all my skills in my life. And now I am just mix of theater, circus, this making, image consulting, and yeah.
Yeah, you've put it all together into your shop at 899 Brighton Avenue here in Portland. Can you describe for listeners what it is you do inside your shop and when they should consider coming in to see you?
In my shop, of course, the center of my business is sewing alterations, and I can create new items, of course. And what I like to do the most is just costumes and dresses for special occasions and dancewear. And of course, my passion is dancing. And I have a lot of friends, dancers, and I love to dance.
What kind of dancing do you like to do?
Any dance. From dancing in nightclubs, two ballrooms, any dancing.
And disco?
And disco, of course. I was a contestant in a competition. It was benefit dance, dancing with the community last spring. And I danced with a professional instructor. And,
oh, like a Dancing with the Stars kind
yeah,
of?
Yeah, like Dancing with the Stars. It was so fun. We danced Hustle Disco in the 70s. It was so fun.
Oh, I wish I could have seen you doing that. I bet you could really
I
dance.
Love it. And we are going to continue to learn how to dance with my husband. And just yesterday we spoke about this. We are going to continue practice rumba and make performance maybe.
Yeah. Wonderful. And maybe one of your performances will be at your fashion shows.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about last week's fashion show and also what's coming up for you?
Yeah, for me, I was going to make my own fashion show, and I did it finally. 7th of December, I had my first fashion show and the grand opening in my store. And then I was invited with my performance to Avant Ballroom Studio, and Polina Kirillova, dance instructor, helped me a lot with, in this way. And 12th of December, we had another fashion show. And I have a lot of models, male and females, and I think everyone enjoyed participating in my small fashion dance set. What I like.
Yes, fashion and dance theater, I think it really was. You had shown me some pictures from that, and it's not just walking up and standing on a platform.
Yeah. For me, it's a show. I would like to do theatrical show with dancing, with something, how I can imagine. And yeah. And my next show will be in February. I hope some dance places will invite my show, and I will entertain people again.
You probably can entertain people in a way we're not even accustomed to. You seem to pour it all on, bring it all to the party. Mm-hmm. You have so much to offer. Raisa, what do your dreams for the future include? What's your American dream?
I had never thought about American dream, but I am in American dream now. yes, I have. First of all, I believe our thoughts create a reality. My thoughts create reality too, and I believe in my dreams. My dreams, of course, I enjoy process, what I'm doing. I enjoy every minute of my life, and I enjoy to see positive people around me. And for my business, my dream to make my own clothesline, of course, to be a designer, and show what I would like to show my imagination clothes, my universe inside. And I have a lot of ideas.
You had mentioned to me when we met before that you were aware the circus is coming to town, and you hope to get to design for the circus.
Oh, and for the circus, for set, as if someone need help as a costume designer. Of course. My favorite part, it's making costumes.
You could put a lot of sparkles
of
on
course.
Costumes for the circus.
Of
you
course.
Could really let
of
it go.
Of course. It's my dream, yeah. And I will create my own circus, too.
There's no stopping you, Raisa. You are a force. You're beautiful, extroverted, vivacious, creative, and highly adaptable. Thank you for being willing to come on New Mainers Speak today. Mm-hmm. And you're such fun to talk with.
Thank you very much.
I'm Kate Manahan in the studio with my guest, Raisa Pelletier. And you've been listening to New Mainers Speak. We will close today's program with Roar, a song by Katy Perry, which Raisa has picked out for us. Can you say a few words about the song and why you chose it, Raisa?
I love Katy Perry and her creative video on YouTube. It was an inspiration for me because my collection of clothes, it was with animal prints. It's a roar. It's tigers. I love it.
Okay, so Roar with Katy Perry.
I used to bite my tongue and hold